praying about the word today because Belinda and Raina asked me to stand in because of another lady that couldn't make it. And I started thinking of all kinds of things because it was supposed to be last Saturday where everything was about love. And Belinda said that I must speak on something about love. And I thought, okay, and I said, okay, it will be, what is love? I wonder if anybody really can say, what is love? You know, I know quite a few times when I got a gift, I say, oh, I love it. Do I really love it? Do I appreciate it? Yes. Do I like it? Yes. But do I love it? And you know, we have come to a place where we have watered down the word of love. We don't really know what love means because of the different ways that we have used it in the past, maybe every day, maybe even today. You said something about, oh, I love it. Let us look. What is not love? What does the Bible say? Love of money? Love of popularity? Love of education? I mean, I know everything. I've gone and I've studied and I know more than you because I've studied more than you. The love of knowledge. Worldly goods. Love of worldly goods. There's another one, a love of being better than you. I mean, you know, they are not so popular. They are not so well off as what I am. The love of judging others. Then there's another one. If you walk around and you say, oh, look at my clothes. Look at my shoes. Look at my bag. It's the best bag. It cost me so much. And then there is the worst one, love of sex. I think that is the worst one on this earth today, is people are going for sexual blessings, for things that they can get out of it for themselves. That they call love. Is that really love? Does that really mean that because you've gone through all of this, that you have given love? Love of lust, love of praising people, but you don't really mean it. The love is not in your heart because you are just saying the word love. And I was thinking, you know what? If I have to come to somebody, I know I've known Raina for quite a few years, and I know when I go to her and I say, I love you, I really mean it, because we've been through quite a few things of prayer and experiences together. And when I say I love her, I really mean it from the innermost part of my body, of my heart. But then I've got a love for my children. I've got a love that I would do anything for them. I've done a lot that they can talk about. But there comes a time when you don't love that much when they take advantage of you, right? Because you feel to yourself, now listen, you have now taken advantage of me. Because I've given you my love, you are wanting to take advantage of me. So is that love when they want to take advantage of you? Or if somebody says to you, listen, I know you can do this, I know you can do that, I know you can do that, and they are pressing you to do it, is that love? You want to know that when the person speaks to you, they are speaking out of the love of their hearts. They want to see you better yourself. They want to see you being the best you can be. You know, I was going through this, what is love? And I want to tell you that There are so many experiences of love that I have seen, even here on campus. I've seen people like Gail on Sunday. She testified how God blessed her with the finances she needed. Somebody loved her to be able to give her that finances. They heard what God said. They showed their love. But then there are other ways that we can show love. You know, we can go and we can bless somebody and just bring them something, not because they've asked for it, but you felt in your heart, you know what, I'd like to bless that person, and you bring it to them. Now, that's your love. Whether they accept it or not, you gave it in the love that you have for that person. You also have times where you find that you love this person, but this person doesn't love you back. They like you, but they don't love you. That doesn't stop you from loving, because you have to carry on with what's going on in your heart, the love that you have in your heart that you've got to live out. Can you get into a time where you feel, you know, they don't love me and I'm not going to go and do this anymore. I'm not going to help them anymore. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to talk to them. I want nothing to do with them. Is that love? That's attitude. So what do we do when we feel that? We go to the Lord and say, Lord, something's happening to my heart. I don't know if it is something taking over the love or whether it is you guiding me to cut it off. Sometimes we can carry on blessing somebody, but it's not God's will. And because we love that person, we want to see them better themselves, we carry on, we carry on, we carry on. And you know what are we doing? We are stopping the blessing in their lives because they are looking at us now as their source of love. And there we've got to be so careful how we give love. And you know, over the years I've discovered, my late husband and I, we were pastors for many years, and we've discovered you can ask the Lord for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment of what is happening in a situation. And also, you won't believe this, but did you know that love comes in different stages? I mean, I can come, a lady can pass here and I can go up to her and I say to her, you know what, I love you. And she'll look at me and say, what? She doesn't even know me. How can I love her? But I can go up to one of you ladies here and I come to you and say, I love you. And you will know that I love you because I've got the agreement in my spirit towards you that I love you. Now, you know, I want to tell you a little testimony. My late husband grew up in the orphanage, the Salvation Army orphanage. And when we got married, I knew he loved me. And many a time I would say to him, you don't always say that you love me. And he would look at me and he said to me, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't be with you. And I couldn't understand why he would, to me he seemed to be hard on love. Why didn't he have the love that I felt for him? I mean, I would do anything for him. I know he would do anything for me. I knew that, but I wanted him to say it. And I kept on at this and I thought to myself, you know what? I don't understand love, because love to me means giving my everything. But love to my husband means that he's giving me everything I need and he doesn't have to keep on saying it to me. And I thought, this is crazy. Anyway, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was about 10, 12, around about there, 8 years, 12 years. And so I prayed and I asked the Lord to, you know, help me to see what the love that he's got for me is love. But it's not the love that I'm craving. And you know what? On August night, 1958, my late husband and I went to church on the Old Year's night, the New Year's Eve. And there I rededicated my life and he gave his life to the Lord. He grew up in a Salvation Army home. He went to church. He did the blowing of whatever they had to blow. But he never gave his life to the Lord. And that night he gave his life to the Lord. Would you believe it? The next morning, he went for a walk and he came back with a rose. Now, let me tell you a story. My husband couldn't stand flowers because he said it was only when people died that you gave them flowers. So here he comes with this first rose in our garden. His face was shining. And he gave me this rose and he said to me, I love you. He says, and this rose will show you how much love. He says, you know what? He says, Jesus saved my soul and I have been made new. I was so happy I could have jumped through the roof because for the first time I saw the love that he had in his heart. I saw it coming out of him and he showed that love. But you know what it made? What the answer was? The answer was Jesus. We can have love in our lives. We can have so much love to show people. But if we haven't got the love of Jesus in our hearts, we cannot win them. We cannot show them what the world is all about. Because it's really all about Jesus. And if we know, the Bible says to us, that we should love one another. But first he tells us that we should, I just want to get the scripture here. John 4, 7 to 11. And it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. Isn't that wonderful? Then we are perfect in love because Jesus lives within us and we can show that love. I mean, many a time you can walk down the road and you can look at somebody and you know exactly that person is a child of God because the love of God is on him or in him. But we have got to live that. We have got to show this. We have to be the ones that can show the world that Jesus lives within us. Because so many times we can see people walking around and you know they need the Lord. But we have to show them. Not just tell them. Show them. How do you show somebody that you love them? You know, I can go down the street and I can be walking around like this. And I can look around and that's life. What's life all about, you know? But if I come to somebody, which I've done quite a few times here on campus, and I walk past this person and I realize, there's something going on here. And I walk, touch them and I say, can you see me? And they look at me. Of course I can see you. I just wanted to tell you Jesus loves you. Wow. You know, immediately, like you know, I mean, you know it's done something. Not so? So many times. I mean, the students, some I would say most of them are saved. There are some that come here that's not saved, but they do get saved. But the thing is that we do know that if we are showing them, they will change. They will want what you've got because you had the courage or the love in you to tell that person, you know, Jesus loves you. Or you know what? Jesus is going to answer you soon. Or he's going to give you the answer. Or he is going to provide for you. We've just got to be open to hear what the Holy Spirit says. Now I want to share with you. I want to ask you, what are you going to do with the love of Jesus? Are you going to share it? Are you going to walk around and smile and say, Jesus is so good. Jesus has been good to me. I know. I mean, I haven't been here for quite a while. I had the COVID. I've still got this something in my chest that I'm trying to get rid of. I've got to go every now and then. I lost a tooth. I was walking around without teeth for a while. I mean, I could have complained quite a bit. But you know what? I took it all in my stride. Lord, you're keeping me inside. And I can do here what I can't do outside. So I can pray here. I can worship you. I can bring all the people that I have to bring before you. I can do anything in my own home. I don't have to be outside. Even if it was icy, even if it was rainy, even if it was cold, I was inside and I was with the Lord and I knew he was with me. And I knew that he was going to be with everybody else I was praying for. I prayed for my children. I prayed for the church. I prayed. I mean, we can do so much. We don't have to feel that we have been put into a jail because we've been locked down there. I didn't want to let people see me without my teeth. I mean, that would not have been a blessing to you. Might be a blessing to me, but not to you. So I decided, well, it's best to be inside. So I know you prayed for me, and I know that you love me. So I know that we can go and we can do what God wants us to do. But sisters, let us show our love. We don't have to talk love. We don't always have to say something to let that person know that we love them. But also, don't let us just take authority over them and say, you know what, I'm going to tell you, you need Jesus right now, you know what I mean? Or you have to do this. I'm telling you, you have to do this. That's not love. That is carrying it further away and putting that person in rebellion. So we have to show the love of Jesus the way he did. I mean, if you go back onto the Bible and you read all the scriptures and you listen to what he said, Jesus only showed love. He provided, he provides for us. He protected, he protects us. Whatever he said in the word, he would do for us. So we have to accept that, but let us show the world what Jesus can do. I believe at this time of the COVID-19 that has put the people all over into their homes to get their lives right and to get their thoughts, their hearts ready because something is about to happen. Jesus is busy doing something at this time And we have to be open to hear what he's saying. If our ear is not open to what he's saying to us, we're going to miss it. So we have to be open. Lord, what are you saying? I'm listening. I want to hear. So please tell me. So we can be ready. I'm 80. I don't want to lose out on this last minute. I want to know that when I leave this earth, I'm going to be with him. I want to know that I'm not going to go somewhere else. I want to be with Jesus. So I want to know that what I'm doing now is what he wants me to do. And I want to be a blessing. I pray every day, Father, help me to be a blessing to you and a blessing to whoever I come in contact with. So come, sisters, let us be a blessing and let us show the love of God. Let us not give the worldly love. Let us not give the sexual love. Let us not give presents. I mean, so many people, they give you presents just to keep you going because they want you to love them. No, that's not the way it's done. We've got to love the way God wants us to love. And we used to sing a song, "The Love of Jesus in Me." And I want to know that when I meet somebody, that I can say, "The love of Jesus in me loves you." And that is what we've got to live for. So, sisters, I had to bring you a love. What is love? Do you know what is love? We don't all know what love is until we've experienced the love of Jesus. And then we can say, I know what love is. The love of Jesus. Amen.